It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Memorial Day Saturday morning. That's right. We had 1 hour of outdoors in which O'Neill fouled most everything up, and we'll give it another try for the next hour. And I'm here to tell you this program is brought to you by, and without sponsors, there is no show, Tough Shed, Horsetown, Hayes Auto, Realtree, Fire Aid, Timbuktu Outdoors, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, Crocodile Bay Lodge, Stripling's General Store, Works Tools, the Whitetail Institute, and Rugged Ridge Floor Liners, and now to the Governor's Gun Club, and I'll be telling you about that. So welcome to the program, everyone. The 25th anniversary, it's been 25 years since O'Neill Outside has been on WSB, the big signal, 21 clear channels in the United States, and now two on the Sports Broadcast Nation, SB Radio Nation, from Sacramento to Pittsburgh to St. Louis to Little Rock and Columbus and Houston and Dallas and all over the country. And it's because of you guys have supported the program for so long. It's 8 after the hour. I mean, we're going to get to a lot of the calls. We've got them coming in right now, celebrating our anniversary. Woman Williams will be back here in a few minutes so she can handle some of the calls and handle Facebook. Karen and Brian Green are in the studio in Peachtree City, Georgia. Jason Byers is in the WSB studio, and there's a million people listening to us right now on this 25th anniversary. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area, and outside there, 800-WSB-TALK or 800-972-8255. I've got a second to mention before I go out. We always mention the book of the week. I am a reader. You should be too. And the book of the week is my favorite book, nonfiction. It's called A Short History of Nearly Everything, and it's by a fellow by the name of Bill Bryson. A Short History of Nearly Everything. We'll be back.
I'm headed down the highway to my favorite fishing hole. Can't wait to hang me a big one on my brand new fishing pole.
Well, we've got some music going on. I bet you can't hear it on the SB Nation, but it's the old,
we listen to O'Neill,
great outdoor theme song, and we'll play that again for you too.
If it's a longer bass you're after,
all right. So, welcome back, everyone. Before we get to the callers, and we have a lot of them to celebrate our anniversary weekend of 25 years, we've gone over some books of late, and in case you missed it, I'm recommending Grant, The Story of Ulysses S. Grant, the biography of Ted Williams. Endurance was the first book I recommended to you lately. It's the story of Ernest Shackelford and his quest to go to Antarctica. That must be one of the most thrilling adventures ever recorded. And he had a photographer with him in 1915. That's what makes it so special. Okay, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's talk now to Blake, is calling on O'Neill Outside. Well, you're on the radio, Blake. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, O'Neill. Congratulations on 25 years. I've been a long-time listener. I'm a guy down on Lake Oconee. I want to give you a quick update down there.
Please do.
Turned on. Tremendous. I'm a striper guy against the grain charters, and striper fishing's awesome. All the summertime holes, the pump back bite started first thing in the morning till about 10 o'clock. All the humps on the south end of the lake have been holding fish, and we've just been loading the boat every trip.
Wonderful. Now, Blake, you're going to have to give us – why don't you tell the listeners, what is the pump back term that you use? What's going on there? What is that?
So during the day, they generate water to generate electricity. They pump from Oconee into Lake Sinclair, And in the nighttime and early morning, they pump back from Lake Sinclair back into Oconee. And that pushes all the bait fish up to the top. And all the strippers get down there around the dam and just feast. So great topwater bite first thing in the morning. We've sat in one spot, caught 30, 40 fish in about that many minutes. Just as fast as you can reel.
Oh, you got a fish on all the time.
That's right. That's the way we try to be all the time.
Good for you. All right, tell people how to find you, Blake, so that you can get some customers and take them fishing.
All right, you can find us online at www.atgcharters.com and also ATG Charters on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, we'll look you up.
All right, buddy, thanks.
You bet. Thanks for calling, sir.
Years.
Good luck to you today. I bet you're going out, huh?
Yes, sir. Headed there right now.
Mighty fine. Good luck to you.
All right, bye-bye.
There we go. Now, hey, this fits in perfect, just about perfectly. Here's Matt calling with the Ram Fishing Report for Lake Lanier. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Just fine. Good. I bet you got it going on at Lanier, too, don't you?
Lanier, the bite's been good. It really ramped up the last few days. A lot of different patterns that are working. A lot of good stuff. On the striper side, we're getting a nice topwater bite, finally. Swim baits in topwaters, the Magic Swimmer's doing really well.
Ooh, good.
Gunfish, your favorite swim bait pretty much, is one of the old reliable lures is Air Spook, which is kind of old school, but it still works. The reason it's been around.
It sure does, doesn't
years.
It?
Yeah, it's still working. And you don't have to see the fish. We've got some schooling fish, but you can pull them up to a plug over sand saddles, shallow points, shallow humps. And there's a lot of fish on saddles between islands. If you can find a nice blow through where it pops out, or bottoms out about 20 feet. That's been a real good pattern for topwater and live bait.
Mm-hmm.
Bass fish is the same. We've got a great topwater bite. Fish are really starting to move towards summer patterns, migrating to the brush, you know, 20, 22, 25-foot brush, main lake stuff mostly, topwaters. And if they won't eat a topwater or you want to follow, maybe a lot of times you'll catch one or two of the topwater and they quit, follow it up with just a worm on a drop shot. You just want to catch them a worm on a drop shot, we'll just eat their lunch. And, of course, if you really just want to catch them or you got a youngster you want to get excited about fishing, you can get your spot tails out now and it gets pretty.
Oh, man, we need to do that again.
That is fun. And we shot a show 7 million years ago or something like that. But that still works. Yeah, we ought to revisit that because that's a great way to introduce a kid to fishing.
That's it. Now, let's get ourselves on a schedule here pretty soon, Mac. Now, what Mac is talking about is you trap or catch spot-tail minnows.
Yeah.
Catch them in a jug, don't you? Or, you're catching them with a cast net.
You can catch them all kind of different ways. You can actually catch them with a hook and line if you want to. There's not much point in it, but if you get a little bitty 14 hook, a piece of tiny little ball of loaf bread. But the glass traps or minnow traps work well, but they're incredibly effective. You put him on a drop shot, send him down around a brush pile. If you don't get a bite, just go on home because you're not going to bite that day.
Well, I tell you, it's kind of funny, and I use this a lot, but you correct me if I'm wrong. If you have 50 spot tails in the boat with you, you're going to get 50 bites.
No, there's lots of days it's a bite per minnow. You might not catch the fish, but you'll get him to bite it. It's crazy.
He'll bite.
It's crazy.
You bet. Well, that's a good report, Mac. And, of course, the same thing could be said that you just did for Hartwell and Gunnersville and, my goodness, lakes all over the South.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a drop in the bucket. Murray, Alabama lakes, a lot of the Tennessee lakes, the topwater swim bait thing is really good. And I'm talking to guys on those lakes, too. The Magic Swimmer's been hot everywhere, same as Air Spook. Yeah, just your favorite top water, pretty much get the right place to get your bite.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we had a winner from the contest with Hayes. Have you taken that guy fishing yet?
We have not taken Mr. Paul Burns. He's in Augusta, and he's having trouble getting his travel schedule worked out. So
okay,
we're not going to be able to get him out in May, but we're going to shoot for sometime in June.
Mighty fine. Glad you called, Mac. Give us a way to connect with you, sir.
You can find us online at CaptainMacks.com. That's CaptainMacks, or you can call us at 770-271-0851, and we will be just love to get you in the boat, and we'll talk to everybody next week. I got to fire up the big ram and go right now.
Oh, mighty fine. See you soon, pal.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. There you go. That goes Mac. All right. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We're starting to really concentrate on, with O'Neill Outside, two things. Number one is the book. If you'll go to O'NeillOutside.com, O'NeillOutside.net, you'll see the cover of my book called O'Neill Outside. People and Places Along the Way. You can get an e-version now. In a couple of weeks, you can get an Audible, and I'll read the book to you. And then you can get a print version also. So you go there and familiarize yourself with the book. The second thing is become a follower of O'Neill Outside by on your the tweets, okay? I've been neglecting that. I'm sorry. But now you're going to get a wonderful, informative video or printed tweet every day about outdoors and hunting and fishing and encouragement to take people, take the kids fishing and on and on and on. And I hope you'll be a follower. It goes to somewhere around 8 or 10 magazines. It's tweeted every day, and we do have in turn somewhere in the territory of 250,000 people who get the tweet every day. So it must have some kind of a meaning, and I'll invite you to do that also. Get the book and the tweet, and I think it'll be productive for you. Excuse me. Now, when we get back from this break, inside this next segment, we will have the silent hero. And how is that connected? Well, the book that I hope that you will buy and enjoy. And if you don't like it, just let me know. I'll give you your money back. $1 from the ebook, the Audible, which will be out soon, and the printed version, $1 of every sale goes to the Ronnie Thames Foundation for the support, the rehabilitation, and treatment of child burn victims. So part of what you'll spend there with the book, and I hope you enjoy it, will go to a worthy cause. And I'm not talking about a percentage of it. $1 goes to everyone. So if we sell 10,000 books, we contribute $10,000 to the Ronnie Thames Foundation. So you got the telephone numbers. We are celebrating the 25th anniversary of O'Neill Outside, and more about the Memorial Day reasons or celebrate. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, anniversary celebration of 25 years. And we've got something to start right here, and we'll get it going. It's called The Silent Hero. Here we go.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award. Brought to you by Fire Aid.
Stone Mountain, Georgia, April 2018, just around the corner. A retired Hoover fire captain and his wife revived a young boy after he was found unresponsive at the bottom of a Georgia pool over the weekend. Now, the near tragedy happened about noon Saturday at a hotel in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Now, Elizabeth Jacobson and her husband, a retired Hoover fire captain, Keith Jacobson, were attending a conference when panic erupted at the hotel pool. A 4-year-old boy was found unresponsive at the bottom of the pool when the Jacobsons took over and they sprang into action. Remember? The silent heroes. Mrs. Jacobson started chest compressions on the boy while her husband performed the rescue breathing. The little boy had no pulse. He was completely blue and lifeless. It was clear that the other people around the pool didn't know what to do. I wouldn't. But after 2 rounds of resuscitation, the little boy showed signs of life. He was crying, he was awake, and he was breathing. Later, the rescue workers arrived in short order, and the little boy was rushed to a nearby hospital. He had no brain damage, the report was. He looked perfectly healthy and he's a precious little four-year-old. This should be a reminder that everyone needs to be trained in CPR. And thankfully, this retired police chief captain had been a silent hero. Strikes again. It's 27 after the hour. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Let's talk to Richard. A lot of calls this morning. Richard, good morning. You're on the air.
Since this 25 years of being on WSB, have you done the show the same time from 4 to 6 all those 25 years?
Yes, at one time, very foolishly, about 8 or 9 years ago or so, I thought about the show was fully sponsored, and the show was on the air from 3 until 6. And Richard, it was a different show then. It was more like an overnight show instead of a morning show. So we didn't continue that very long. So that was short-lived. But otherwise, yes, 4 to 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. That's the only time slot I can get.
Usually, you just wonder if that was your idea to have it from 4 to 6, or that was just the only time they had open, or just usually from 4 to 6, just a weird time to have it. But
Outdoorsmen are – I figured that outdoorsmen were early risers. So a 4 to 6 a.m., that was the only time I could get, basically. It was a combination of those things.
Okay, I wanted to ask about, I've seen this on TV before, where you'll see people in the boat shining lights. Where they are, I don't know, they'll fish for alligators or crocodiles. They catch them. I don't know how they go. I just wonder if you've ever been involved in something like that. Have you ever been on a boat where you went fishing at nighttime for gators or crocodiles or anything? Did you ever do that?
I've fished hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times overnight for game fish. I have never been a crocodile hunter or a bow hunter for carp or gar or anything like that. I'm more or less an angler. I'm not an archer. So I haven't done that, but indeed, when I was thinking about this the other day, Richard, on many occasions, I have fished all night and then worked all day. That's when I was a little bit more enthusiastic and a much younger man.
Oh, so you also had a real job besides working all
day. Oh, yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, we're approaching that time now in which night bass fishing, night striper fishing and so forth is really starting. Nighttime's a great time to fish in the summertime. It's cool. There aren't any other boats on the lake, and you can fish around the lights, around the marinas, and around the docks, and you can really catch them.
Okay, well, I guess you never did that. Maybe you never even heard of it, but I've seen that on TV where they did that fishing for, they shine lights on there and catch these gators or crocodiles,
yes,
or something, so I guess you've never seen it and really don't know anything about it.
Oh, yes, I've seen it. I've seen it on many occasions. I've just not done it. I mean, I don't care about having a crocodile in the boat, quite frankly.
Oh,
I'd rather leave them alone.
All right, I just wonder, because that seems like a really interesting thing to do. And
I'll bet it's exciting.
All right, thank you, Emil.
You bet. Glad you called. Appreciate you listening, Richard. I really do. There you go. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Woman Williams is with us now.
Yes.
Are you getting any sleep at all, honey?
Not much.
Oh.
Is my microphone working? It's been a while.
I don't know. Is her microphone?
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Okay, everybody says it's working.
Okay,
so,
great. Okay.
The cameras are working and everything, and you look great. I'm sorry you can't get any sleep.
Well, so am I.
Man, oh man, that knee's hurting, huh?
Well, okay, I would like to, disclaimer here.
Okay.
My surgery went beautifully.
Right.
No problem with my surgery. I can walk like a normal person. I go up and down the steps like a normal person.
Yes,
I get out of the car and I don't hurt. But boy, at night, the nerve ending pain comes. And that's very unusual,
mm-hmm,
to have that with this surgery. but it's not unheard of. So, of course, I'm the one that gets it.
It's
so there you
fault.
Go.
It's really not my fault. It's your fault, isn't it?
It's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault.
Okay. So there you go.
Well, glad to have you, and you'll be having your telephone conversation with Mike Hayes pretty soon.
Yes, I
but
am.
But you need to be here. I mean, after all, this is the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I've been listening to you while I was getting ready upstairs, and you sound like you've been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
I can't stop talking.
I noticed. I figured I might as well help you. So I'm going to tell you happy anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary
it's
back.
25 years on the big signal, but that does not mean that's how long we've been at WSB. We've been there 27 and a half years, mm-hmm. because you were on the other, you were on the network before you went to the big signal. So it's been wonderful. And also, I'd like to say, because I don't know if you've mentioned it, that you, along with Walter Reeves, have been nominated and will be inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame in October.
Isn't that nice?
That was a wonderful phone call we got from Ashley Frasca, sort of worked it out, and then we get Condis on the phone, and we're wondering why we're going to be talking to Walter about food plots. It was fun. They tricked us good. And so congratulations on that. I'm very proud of you.
Well, I've had tremendous support from the lady across the desk right now, and from a lot of different directions and a lot of people.
Well, I know it, but you're the one that gets up there and talks.
Sometimes I talk too much.
Sometimes. But that's okay. You know, nothing like, you can't have blank space.
I hate dead air.
Yeah. Dead air on radio does not work.
No, indeed not.
So there you go.
What I'm interested in, I can't wait to start it, everybody. The televised version of O'Neill Outside Radio will begin soon on some of the television stations, Tuff TV, maybe with the Pursuit Channel. It'll be on several outdoor networks live on a Saturday morning.
I'm retiring that day.
Oh, you're not going to do it that day?
No. Nah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay. Let's talk to, we've got time for this, I believe. Let's talk quickly to Kevin is calling from Dallas. Good morning, Kevin. It's O'Neill Outside. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Outstanding.
All right, bud. I just want to make this quick. I just want to congratulate you on 25 years on the radio. I didn't know that. And, I like your show, man. I listen to it when I can. And when I'm up in the morning, I'm headed to work right now, and that's usually when I listen to you. And I like your show, and I like your enthusiasm, and I like your enthusiasm about the outdoors. Ever since I've been listening to you, I hunt a little bit. I'm an amateur. I fish a little bit. I'm an amateur, but I've been taking a lot of kids outdoors and fishing, and they love it, and I like it. And just over the past few days, me and my wife went to Red Top with my son, and he caught a few fish, and he had the time of his life, man.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Every time you take a photo of a little kid with a fish, he's smiling.
Oh yeah. And we're gonna be going fishing. I'm thankfully I get paid time off on Memorial Day. We're going back on Memorial Day, and I'm also off on Tuesday. We're going back on Tuesday.
Oh,
but
good.
I just congratulate you and just let you know I like your show. I listen to you when I can. I'm not up all the time, but when I'm up, I'm usually listening, man, and I like it. I want to hear more about those food plots. So I'll be listening until I got to go to work.
I'll talk about that. I promise. Thanks for calling, pal. Good luck, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bud.
You bet. See you soon. There you are. It's time for us to go to a break. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside from the Bojangles Studio and Black Powder Headquarters high in the mountains in North Georgia. Woman Williams is with us now, and we'll be back with more outdoors in just a few seconds, I hope. After the hour on the anniversary edition of O'Neill Outside, 25 years. Now, here's a reminder. Not trying to take you down from Memorial Day holiday, no, but I want you to understand what the Memorial Day is set aside, for which it is set aside. Got to use proper grammar. Veterans Day is for people who went to war, men and women, and returned.
You stop me if I go wrong.
You know I will.
Armed Forces Day is for men and women that are currently in the armed forces, correct?
That is correct.
Memorial Day is for a memorial celebration for the men and women who did not return.
Killed in action or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. My father died when I was 6 weeks old. He was a pilot. My mother in World War II lost a brother. He was on he was a sergeant.
Yeah, and a medic, I believe.
A medic. Mm-hmm. And he died in a plane crash.
On the
My mother also lost a
nephew.
He was on Anzio Beach.
Yes.
And he sneaked in. He was a hemophiliac. He was a bleeder.
And he was young, very young.
And he was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. And he died on Anzio Beach.
So in an 11-month period, your mother lost her husband, her brother, and a nephew. The war years were very difficult.
Wow. And that is indeed the greatest generation of Americans that ever lived.
On my side of the family, I had two uncles who saw battle in the South Pacific, mm-hmm. and they both returned.
Yes.
Some families were just decimated.
I heard some of those stories from Buddy, too, about... He said the bodies were on the water like matchsticks.
Yeah, that's true.
War is horrible.
Yes, it is.
In World War II, everything being relative now, in World War II, as I understand it, and I've done a lot of reading, and you should too, 60 million men and women lost their lives. 60 million. Monday is Memorial Day in remembrance of those American men and women who did not return. Enjoy your day at the beach. Enjoy the picnic. Enjoy your fishing trip. But there's a lot of people who didn't come back to be able to enjoy that with you.
And you enjoy it because of the sacrifice they made.
Right. You're able to do that in freedom. And O'Neill usually talks in generalities. If it were not for the Americans, generally, then the West Coast of the United States would be speaking Japanese, and all of Europe would be speaking German. That's an overgeneralization, of course. But I think it's worthwhile sometimes for us to look back. I know I was privileged this week to enjoy dinner downtown with some good friends and businessmen, friends, acquaintances, and well, we live like kings of the earth, you and I. We really do. The King of England in past years did not live like we do now. We live longer, better food, better housing, better clothing, more freedom. It goes on and on and on. We live in the greatest times ever. So, 44 after the hour. Enough about that. This is an outdoor show. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. It's 45 after the hour, and I want to talk to this fellow right here. His name is William. Good morning, William. You're on O'Neill Outside. Welcome to the program.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to William.
Okay, this is James William Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I was born and raised in Elberton, Georgia, 1921, but in 1939, I went to Army Infantry at Fort Benning. And then when the war came on, I hit France and hit Omaha Beach.
Oh.
we went through from there to Belgium with Patton.
Oh, but, you were with Patton, Third Army.
That's right. I was in the First Army first, and then it, and then they put us in the Third. But we went went to St. Louis to Paris. We got within 20 miles of Paris and made a sharp turn to the right and went through Rhine, France, and up to Belgium. But
were you in the
when I guess the nearest I come to getting captured one day was I had two men helping me. We was behind a big log on the face of a hill. The outfit was behind the hill, and I saw a deer come dancing across the woods. He'd run a few feet and stop and look back, and run a few feet and stop and look back, and I said, we better get back over the hill. There's jumping behind that deer. They said, nah. I said, oh, you'll find out. But them gentlemen slipped on their stomach, I guess, and got within just a few feet of us and cut loose with a machine gun. Pinned us down behind that log. These other two boys said, well, all we can do is give up. And I said, yeah. So they was concentrating on giving up, but I was concentrating on how could I get out of there. And I kept listening to the way that machine gun was and couldn't stick a head up. I stuck my rifle up over the log and went firing in the direction I heard the machine gun. Machine gun stopped firing, and I heard a man holler, so I stuck my head up then and saw him up on his knees, and I shot him again. About that time, a rifleman shot and hit, just stung the side of my face so close. And I whirled and saw him and knocked him down. Then, I told the boys, so now y'all get back over the hill. I said, oh, we ain't going to leave you here by yourself. I said, I'll be all right. You just go, I don't mean for you to. You just go back there and get behind some trees, and y'all keep them pinned down while I come out. And so we worked our way out of there. That was nearest I come to getting captured. But I guess we went on down from there, and this light general tank was come down on me, and I come up with a bazooka. I stood with that bazooka and pointed at the tank, and he stopped when he saw me with that bazooka. But I pulled the trigger on the bazooka, and it failed to fire. Of course, that tank didn't know that. And so he stopped, and then he tried to get me out, and he sent three men down there to knock me out, and it was down through some thick bushes. And so I heard them speaking a little German out there in them bushes, and I threw a hand grenade out there and got them three. And
you are a decorated veteran then, are you not, William?
Well, I've had some medals. I had three presidential citations. That's done the impossible. We made 185 miles in 9 days on foot in combat. That's
wow.
Impossible. That was just one of the things we did.
It's a pleasure to have you call and give us that description, William.
Most we ever knocked down in one day, we come through this big forest and come to a field, and it was a field of grain that they had just cut and had stacks all over the field. And the Germans were hitting them stacks of grain, but we didn't know it. But there was a patch of woods out, just a small patch of woods out from us a little ways, and this platoon of men tried to take that platoon of woods, and they couldn't, so they called on my platoon. So I hollered, let's go. And so I took off and made the attack across that patch of woods, and we took them. Then we went across to that forest on the other side, and two of my men got shot down. And then they found out that there were Germans in them stacks of grain and brought up machine guns and artillery guns and opened up on them. And when that day was over, we had killed 60 and captured 133.
Congratulations.
We went on through then. I went on through until I got to my platoon was first to go in Germany. I was the third platoon to carry a man in Germany. and 79th Infantry Division, 315th Infantry. But
I do appreciate your service,
sir. I saw the Rhine River, but I didn't cross it because on February 12th, 1945, I lost my eyesight.
Oh.
So I came back blind. I live in Haverhill, Georgia. Now I'm blind.
I want you to call more often, William, please. Will you do that?
Well.
I love to hear your account, and please please call more often.
Well, thank you a lot.
Do that, promise?
I'll see. Thank you.
I hope so. It'll be my pleasure to entertain your call.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, William. Wow, was that good or not?
Yeah, you aren't kidding. Yeah. Wow.
Okay, at 5:51 on O'Neill Outside, it's time for the Medal of Honor tribute. I'll have a hard time getting through this.
Honor, courage,
you want me to
and
do
strength
it for
of
you?
Character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor.
No, you don't.
Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Alfred Wilson, U.S. Army, France, November 1944. He volunteered to assist as an aid man to a company that wasn't his own that was suffering casualties from combat artillery fire. He administered to the wounded and returned to his own company when a shell burst injured a number of his men. While treating them, he was seriously wounded, but he refused to be evacuated by litter bearers sent to relieve him. In spite of the great pain and loss of blood, Alfred continued to administer first aid until he was too weak to stand. Crawling from one patient to another, he continued his work until excessive loss of blood prevented him from moving. Then he verbally directed the unskilled enlisted men in continuing the first aid for the wounded. Still refusing assistance himself, he remained to instruct others in dressing the wounds until he was unable to speak above a whisper, and finally lapsed into unconsciousness and his death. By steadfastly remaining at the scene without regard for his own personal safety, Corporal Wilson, through distinguished devotion to duty and personal sacrifice, helped to save the lives of at least 10 of the wounded.
You did well.
The Medal of Honor.
You did well.
Yeah, you bet. More outdoors when we get back.
Are we going to talk to Mike Hayes now?
I think
so. Good morning.
Hey. Okay. Hey, Mike. It's good to hear from you again.
Yes. It's a great morning out here.
It absolutely is. Have you got a big sales planned for this Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, sure. We got lots of good discounts and all going on Memorial Day, but I got to thinking yesterday. I had some friends that died in Vietnam, and
yeah.
I would like for everybody to remember on Memorial Day at 3 o'clock, there's a national moment of remembrance at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day.
Yes.
I'd like for everybody to remember that and stop and to remember all the brave men and women that that died for us, and we would appreciate that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up. I did read about that at 3 o'clock, and I believe at that point, aren't the flags all supposed to fly at half-staff that day at 3 o'clock?
See, I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that.
Well, maybe it's until noon they fly at half-staff. It's one or the other, but there is recognition with the flag flying on that day.
Yeah. And, the baseball is going to have a moment, too. At 3 o'clock local time, it's in the games, they're going to pause. So I thought that was pretty cool, and I just do have some good friends that I lost in Vietnam, and I'd like for everybody to pause for a minute if they would.
I totally agree with that. O'Neill and I had some high school friends that we lost also, and then, of course, the members of our family. during World War II. And it's a wonderful thing that we can appreciate the sacrifice that they made for us. And, you know, we appreciate all of our military, and we kind of have a day set aside for each portion of that, those that served.
Memorial Day weekend, a lot of things to announce without getting too promotional. If you're a local here in North Georgia, go to Cherokee County Toyota or Horsetown Stores. Just walk in and ask for an O'Neill Outside signed caps. I believe they're all in camo, real tree. While they last, I don't know, a lot of people get the hat, so at Cherokee County and Horsetown. It's been our 25th anniversary that we've celebrated this morning, and it's always a joy, and we consider all of you guys who call and listen to be friends of ours. So, Woman Williams and I appreciate you being out there and giving us a call. Yes, ma'am.
And I would just like to say once again, congratulations to you and to Walter Reeves, who follows us on the Garden Show, for your induction into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. It's a big deal that will happen in October, and we're very, very proud of both of you.
Well, it was a surprise.
Yes, it was.
And
very nice surprise. I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, I'm flattered about that. Immensely so.
And I'm sure Walter is too. So.
Yeah.
So. And also, congratulations on 25 years on the Big Signal at WSB. Something?
It's the longest running talk show with a single host on WSB radio. Walter's right behind us by about 6 months.
Yeah.
The news shows are different. They've lasted longer, but it is called News Talk 750 a.m. So listen, enjoy the weekend. Just keep in mind what the Memorial Day celebration is all about. Spend it with your family. Go catch a fish. Go to a park. Walk in the woods. Whatever the case might be, and you make it the best you can. And keep this in mind. If you're too busy to go fishing or hunting or camping and take a kid along, I got to tell you, I think you're too busy. You know what I mean?
Georgia.
We'll see you next week.
The whole
day,
just an old sweet song, keeps Georgia on my mind.